conference, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. When I was your age, I became inspired to raise awareness about child slavery happening in Mauritania. I asked the church to see if I could hold a fundraiser at the church during one of the services. They accepted immediately and even encouraged me to make a one-minute speech for the Minute for Mission. Despite my nervousness and anxiety, I was able to raise $500, and a year later, I was awarded the Aishana Balila Beat Award after the first slave that was freed. I received so much love and support from my church family and will always hold it close to my heart. They pushed me to become the leader that I am today and have taught me to be proud of myself, which is one of the biggest gifts that I could ever get. In today's reading, Paul's advice to Timothy was to set an example for the leaders. These confirmands are new leaders in our church. They are a new wave of ideas, movements, love, faith, and on a scarier note, change. They are the product of your education, a product of your love, as well as they are a product of tomorrow. They will need your guidance, but now what they need more than ever is your encouragement. Encouragement to use their voices in the church, to bring us together with their ideas, their nationwide and local movements, their unconditional love, and their newfound faith, and even with their change. With these new leaders, we can connect what is going on in the world to what we learn from the scripture. We can further our understanding of complex problems in the world and learn how to accept and love everyone in the world with the same unconditional love that the Lord gives us. These 11 are the next key to breaking down barriers and opening our hearts and minds beyond the walls of this sanctuary. In my junior year, I had the privilege to be elected as the youth deacon for our church, a position in which the only guidelines were to bring soup to those that were sick or hurt and to send all the youth in the church birthday cards. Although I was horrible with birthdays, and still am, I decided that these guidelines were not enough for me. I knew that I was called into this position to do more and become a full deacon to the youth because I understood that kids have the same emotional needs as adults. I created a program for Logos called the Quiet Room, not the timeout room, I promise, a space for kids to talk about their day or whatever questions or problems they have that have been bothering them. This was an alternative to the physical play of the gym and the arts and crafts of the art room, a space for kids who just need to vent or someone to talk to or a place to chill. Yet, we were eventually shut down because we couldn't find an adult to help me lead it every Wednesday. During this time of trying to keep up with what troubles and tribulations the adults were going through during the deacon meetings, I was sometimes put out of the loop of emergency information because I was too young to be responsible with the information. I missed out on a bunch of opportunities to comfort and support the youth of our church because I wasn't believed to be mature enough to handle it in a responsible and respectful way. But I was elected into this position. I was nominated by someone who believed I was mature enough, and I was confirmed because I was ready. I know that this is a negative experience that I'm sharing with you, but it was a learning experience for me. May I have the children of the church stand? Come on, don't be shy. Yes, you too. Come on. Oh, come on, there's definitely more youth in there. Ellen, come on. No? Okay, well, there's a lot more that you can't see. But look how many youth we have in this church. As Fair Oaks Presbyterian Church, we put an emphasis on the youth we have. We run amazing programs like Logos, Sunday School, VBS, Mission Trip, and Youth Group to empower them. Yet, why do we not have youth in leadership roles within the church? Why do we not have confirmed youth in session, as deacons, as teachers, as leaders in our church? It doesn't matter your age. As long as you profess your faith and you have the gift for leadership, you can be called to do these things and more. You can sit now. If you truly believe in something, you should never lose faith. That's what we believe together as a church. If these leaders believe in something that they can do, we should support them in every way that we can. Let them share their gift with you fully, and we can find that the body of this church will become stronger in doing so. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.